You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. That's what Jesus told us our number one priority should be. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's the number one priority according to Jesus. Sad thing, though, that it isn't according to Christianity in the world. Some do, but the vast majority don't. Now, after Jesus was resurrected, he spent 40 days teaching the disciples about the kingdom of God. Let's take a look at Acts chapter 1, verse 3. To whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. You realize now, after Jesus was resurrected, he had the attention of anybody that he revealed himself to. What was the message that he told them about the kingdom, speaking to them the things pertaining to the kingdom of God? Verse 4, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they came together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. What do you think the gospel that Paul taught was about? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Let me answer it for you. Acts 20:25. And indeed, now I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, will see my face no more. Paul's message was teaching the kingdom of God. So, what is a kingdom? Let's break this down. Let's make it really simple. What does every kingdom have? Well, you can't have a kingdom without a territory. You can't have a kingdom without a king. And last, you can't have a kingdom without subjects, without people. John 18:36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. And everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Realize what Jesus said here? If you are of the truth, you will hear his voice. Have you ever heard before that Jesus preached the gospel and the gospel was the kingdom of God? Have you ever heard before that Jesus said your number one priority should be the kingdom of God and his righteousness? We sing songs about it. The kids, we teach our kids songs about this. In the congregation, we sing these songs. How many people actually put the words to practice, actually do them, not just parrot them, not just say them, actually believe them and do them? Would you like to meet some? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.